High-Risk Youth Uncensored. That's the name of a program here in Edmonton. The reason they're calling it Uncensored is because there's no holding back on content. What they've asked these young people to do, many of whom have been living on the street, many of whom are dealing with everything from criminal issues to drug and alcohol issues, they're trying to educate the people who provide them service. The CBC's Andrea Hunkar spoke with two of the young people under provincial law that cannot be identified.
It is so necessary. I know when I was, like, young, I felt so hopeless. Like, you know, nobody out there knew what I was going through or anything. And it just made my actions destructive because I was like, whatever, I don't care. If you're not going to listen to me, then why should I listen to you? If you're going to really get through to them, you know, you can't just really read stuff, the experiences I've had through a book. That's what I think the problem is. They need more, you know, interaction, you know, like positive interaction. That's what our workshop is going to be about.
What kind of effect does it have on your overall life?
It makes me feel like I'm valued as a person. So, I mean, that's a really big thing. Like, I'm like, wow, somebody actually, like, is interested in, like, hearing me out and everything.
Does it change the way you make decisions outside of the workshop?
I would say it has because, like, there I feel more like a leader now, so I can't, you know, I can't be doing the same things that I was doing before because I am one of the older ones there, so, you know, I need to be, you know, really focused on staying positive and, you know, just keeping to that, so.
I think it'll help them understand, finally, why we do the things we do, why we are the way we are. I think it'll help them also understand that, we're not always going to be the way that they, you know, think that we are. That's why we're in this program, is because we want to change, right? I'm recently getting into, like, you know, modeling and stuff and, you know, singing. And before, I never really used to be in that because I was living a really hard life.
Do you link a lot of that to what's happening in Uncensored?
Yeah, I link a lot of that, actually, because, like, if I didn't have anybody like Wallace or the kids there, to talk to, then I wouldn't be anywhere right now. And now that I'm with this program, I have a home, I'm getting a job, I'm going to be graduating, everything's just going exceptionally well.
And those are just two young people who have been doing what they can to try and turn their lives around, a life that it oftentimes is very, very hard, as they, as you heard them allude to. The CBC's Andrew Hunkar talking with those two young people who are helping to develop workshops where service providers, people like police, social workers, teachers, partnership involving the organization iHuman, the University of Alberta, the City of Edmonton, along with Children and Youth Services. They'll get sessions underway in October.